Those 75 years and older were most likely to have end-stage renal disease. It's a condition that does not necessarily require a kidney transplant. However, dialysis is needed to clear the body of harmful waste. In Wisconsin, the number of persons with kidney disease tripled over a 20-year span. Researchers at the UW Population Health Institute in Madison examined data on who got the disease. Kelly Stoltzman says they found the elderly accounted for much of the upward trend.
So one of the main reasons why we think that this is increasing is because people are living longer, so they're not dying of, for example, cardiovascular disease.
The review of health data showed certain segments of the population are more susceptible than others. For instance, those with hypertension and diabetes. The people most likely to have these risk factors are Native Americans and African Americans.
It increased nearly fourfold in both of those groups from 1982 to present.
Wisconsin is not the only state to have increasing rates of kidney failure. End-stage renal disease accounted for nearly 7% of the U.S. Medicare budget 3 years ago. A national goal is to reduce the disease by 2010, but for Wisconsin, that would mean reversing course and reaching a 22% drop during a time of increasing risk factors like obesity. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.